Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The winter fun hasn't really started yet, but when it does, street and highway crews throughout the North Country will be out in full force battling snow and ice, and they'll be spreading copious amounts of salt onto frozen roadways to help keep them clear. In Laval, Quebec, a suburb of Montreal, they're experimenting with something a little different this year to help their street crews battle winter's icy grip: white beet extract. Yes, you heard that correctly, beets. VPR's Rick Singeri spoke with Laval's Superintendent of Public Works, Sylvain Valicourt, about the project.
What is the product that you'll be testing this year?
Okay, this year, this winter, we're gonna test sugar beet, extract of sugar beet mixed with our salt that we usually use in our on our street to prevent the ice. Sugar beet will be pre-treated with the liquid will be used instead of regular untreated salt in order to increase safety and reduce the amount of salt it is required.
Why are you trying this product?
Because the regular salt untreated is not effective at the lower temperature. So by using the pre-treated product with the extract of beet juice, the salt will be used at effective at cold temperature, down to minus 18 Fahrenheit. And by using this, we'll increase the improvement of the salt, and it will reduce. We think that it will reduce up to 30 to 40% of our salt needed in our street.
Is it easy to mix this extract in with the salt that you're normally using?
Yes, of course. A company come in our installation and mix the liquid with the salt that we usually use, the untreated salt.
Have you had an opportunity to try it yet this year?
This year, no, because we've got a very mild temperature till in December. We didn't use any salt at all. One day only 2 weeks ago that we had to put some salt on our street. And until that time, we didn't use any salt yet. So the product that we mixed, the liquid, the extract of sugar beet, we didn't try it yet.
Where has the beet extract been used elsewhere in Canada?
They use it in 2012 in other municipality or another city in Quebec, but they stopped the utilization of that product because of the odor and because it stained vehicle and clothing and carpets and so on. So the new product that we use this year, the extract of sugar beets, there's no stain and no odor that is appearing in the product.
And you're using extract from the white sugar beet, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
And what does it smell like?
It used to smell like a vegetable that rotten.
Right.
That's why the product was not successful in 2012. So this year, with the new product, the mix that we try that is in our installation didn't smell at all. There is no odor that we'll try it in the street when we'll need it. But till now, it's stuck in our in the garage, and it doesn't smell at all. There's no odor.
If the trial goes well, how soon will Laval start using this beet extract throughout the city?
We'll see. That's a trial test that we use this year in a certain street of Laval, and if the conclusion is good, we'll have to use more next year and to treat more of our salt that can to use it overall in the city.
One of the problems that some of the other cities have experienced is that the extract sticks to people's shoes. They carry it inside. Will that be a problem with this product?
That's what I read about the product. As I told you, in 2012, they try it in other cities, and that's the problem they had. And what's the what the company said this year with the new product, the new treatment, it doesn't stain because the product is very kind of a beige color. So, which is not red as what we had in 2012. So we'll see. We'll try it, and I'll be able to tell you our satisfaction at the end of the year.
All right. And do you have any idea how much this could save the city if it works?
If it works, the company said that we can reduce up to 30 to 40% of the use of the salt, because it's more effective at lower temperature. So by the use of the fusion liquid, the extract of the sugar beet mixed with our untreated salt, we'll be able to reduce our consumption of the salt. So, therefore, there'd be less corrosion to infrastructure and less environmental impact.
How much does the city spend on salt each winter?
City of Laval, it's over 32,000 metric tons of salt that we use each year. So, if you can, we can save more than, if we can save, let's say 30%, it will be... we can save up to 9,000 ton, which cost us around $80 per metric tons.
That was VPR's Rick Singeri speaking with Laval, Quebec Superintendent of Public Works Sylvain Valancourt about the plan to use sugar beet extract on their streets this winter.